Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we are exploring the most important Facebook updates that marketers need to know, including a whole bunch of ad updates, including data that reels as ads are really impactful potentially for a very specific demographic. So we'll share whether that's who you're going after with Facebook ads or not. Also, if you've been on the fence about paying for Meta Verified, some people love it, some people have already paid for it and they're questioning whether it's worth it or not. They're adding more features to it. So we'll share that. Facebook is becoming more like YouTube in one way, which I think is great. And what does Facebook have to do with Threads, right? We thought that was all an Instagram thing. We'll share that and more coming up right now. My name is Jerry Potter. Yes, it rhymes with the boy wizard. Host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production, where we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Did you know that we can deliver awesome marketing info directly into your inbox? Simply subscribe to our weekly newsletter that comes out 3 days a week. You won't miss any of the updates going on in the world of social marketing. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.
Today, I'm joined by Allie Bloyd. Allie is host of the Marketing Inc. podcast and the founder of Allie Bloyd Media, a leading training and consultancy for small businesses that specialize in social advertising. Allie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Always excited to be here with you.
Well, I'm excited to hear these updates with Facebook ads and especially your take on them, because I know you live in that world. So let's jump right in. What are some of these updates that are being added to Facebook ads right now?
Yeah, so there are honestly quite a few that we're going through today. The first thing to note is that there was a survey that was done recently of Gen Z, which is ages 18 through 24. And they found that almost 80% of them had bought a product or service after viewing a reel. And so I feel like because of that, reels and ads within reels are definitely something that they are trying to expand upon. So one of those updates is really just the ability to automatically have your ads optimized for viewing on reels, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, without necessarily having to create anything that is specific for that placement. So I've seen some mixed results with this, to be honest. I've honestly seen several ads from my own account, as well as other accounts that we work with or manage, that have been formatted kind of odd.
Well, let's be honest here. Meta's built-in optimization has always been a little bit flawed, right? I mean, Anytime you're watching stories or reels and all of a sudden a still image with no sound comes on, I mean, I guess it grabs your attention, but not in a good way.
This probably, like a lot of the things that we may cover, might be one of those things that you just kind of keep an eye on, because ultimately their goal is to make your ad more effective. You know, they want you to spend more money on advertising. They're not trying to screw things up, but in attempting to help, they often can inadvertently mess some stuff up. So just keep an eye on it. Some of the things I've actually noticed as I've been served my own ads. So you might catch something. And ultimately, at this point, everything appears to be set up the right way in the ads. This is, you know, kind of a downside of they roll out a new feature, you notice something's weird, there's not really much you can do to change it, because it's them optimizing an ad that was not set up specifically for reels. But in doing so, they're really messing up that placement. Then if you go in and you try and turn off that placement, you're going to reset the learning period and potentially get much different results. So I'm hoping that they will get some of that sorted out over the coming weeks, hopefully even sooner. But that is one thing that they're definitely trying to expand upon, is just more advertisers inside of reels. I'm sure a lot of people have probably noticed the mini ads that were recently added kind of below a reel, not even necessarily for that advertiser. We haven't seen great results from the placement itself. I don't necessarily know what they think that's going to help certain businesses accomplish, given that it's so small and it's very hard to know anything about what you're actually looking at, but maybe for product-based businesses, that could have a positive impact. They're also doing more to dynamically personalize the variations of ad creative. So again, we've seen more and more of these features coming out recently. Some of them I like, some of them I don't like. Hopefully, you know, this will be one additional way for you to kind of keep your creative somewhat fresh without having to go in and add lots of different variations on a regular basis. But there's only so much that they can do to customize those. So still a great idea to get some new creative in there. Lots of things for product-based businesses that have come out. So the Shops ads, these are now going to be able to be rolled out with brands or other businesses. So if you are doing partnerships or you have any sort of influencer side to your marketing, this is now something that you'll actually be able to run with a partner. They also have added a couple of new integrations for their Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. So Magento is one of them. Salesforce Commerce is another one of them. So really trying to do whatever they can to get more product-based businesses and people who sell directly online to be able to use Shops ads or shopping campaigns or catalog ads in the simplest possible format. So if you don't have to re-upload all your products from the site that you use to actually sell those products, you're going to be a lot more likely to get those products to your ads and ideally have more people purchase those. So I think if you are a product-based business, a lot of these things that have come out recently definitely apply to you. So I would definitely look into Ads Manager, take a look, see what they've got going on, and see which of these updates is going to be most impactful for you. I've got several other ones I could roll through if you want me to keep going. You just let me know.
Yeah, well, every single piece is different for a different business, right? So let's definitely update on all of them. What do you got next?
Yeah, so with reminder ads, I think this one is really cool. Reminder ads have been specifically for Instagram, and these are things where you can remind someone of previous interests that they've shown. This is not something where you can remind people about a live event that is actually started, but I think this is great. It's just kind of a different style of retargeting ad in a way, but it's on the platform specifically. So you can now add external links to these reminder ads and new products in the reminder ads. So those are things that were not previously available that you are going to be able to do. On top of that, you can notify people when an event starts and when it ends, if it's an online event, so not like a physical in-person event. But I think that's really great because there are a lot of different businesses out there that either have sales events that are going on, or maybe it is an actual online event, such as a webinar or a five-day challenge or a workshop or something like that. So reminder ads could be a great option for you to try and get more of the people who have already said, yeah, I'm interested in this, or they've engaged with that ad, to actually get in on the action. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
For the part where you can remind somebody when an event begins, would that just mean it would come up in the feed around that time, or would they actually send a notification to somebody? Or I mean, based on what we know right now.
Yeah, so it should just come up in the feed. You know, I don't know how exact that is going to be in terms of your event starts right now. We're going to make sure that everybody that is in this audience gets delivered this ad within the next 10 minutes. Obviously, they don't know who's going to be online, but ultimately, I would assume that the people that are in that audience that would qualify for those reminder ads, it's going to be pretty narrow, pretty segmented. And if they are online at the times that it applies to, it feels as though they're going to be delivered those ads. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to be playing around with that one. I think that'll be a really, really cool way to increase live engagement on a lot of virtual events, or again, sales events. If you are doing any type of sale as a product or service-based business, getting someone to go ahead and take that step, whatever it is, during that window of time that it qualifies. So Black Friday stuff, I think this is going to be a really, really great way if people are doing maybe like a week-long Black Friday or just the weekend Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales. These will be great ways to ensure that people don't forget about you as they're inundated with a lot of other marketing messages. And then the reminder ads are also coming to Reels. So another way that they're just trying to kind of expand on the advertising options within Reels. I think for the most part, what we've seen work best in terms of advertising as it relates to Reels is just doing ads that look like Reels and using those ads in the Reels placement, as opposed to trying to use all these special features or optimizations to get more sales through just traditional ads that maybe weren't designed for Reels. So I think kind of going back to the basics and saying, if people are buying things based on seeing Reels, but the Reels that they're buying based on, they're not things that have been made to look like Reels, they're actual Reels. There's something about that content that is incentivizing them to check out that product. So taking a look at what those product-based pieces of content are that have really, really high engagement, and then just trying to mirror that style in your own ad creative, I think is a really great idea. And then on the note of sales, this is another one I'm pretty excited about, is that alphanumeric promo codes are going to be available with ads directly. So I think this is really, really cool. If somebody's got a product and they have a promo code, somebody can click on the ad. They can see the pop-up for the promo code. They can click right there to apply the promo code to that specific offer and then move forward and check out. So I think that one's going to be a really cool one to play around with. I think you can do this as a service-based business as well. And then they also have some expansion of catalog ads as well. So instead of just having static images, you're also going to be able to have branded videos, demonstration videos, you know, some sort of hero image in the top part of your ad, as opposed to having all of that be strictly product-based. So you can intermingle those product pieces with something that maybe tells a little bit more of the story that you're trying to share in that specific ad. So a lot of good stuff for product-based businesses this time.
Yeah. So for the alphanumeric promo codes, is it mainly removing friction because they can apply it right away? Or is it actually like assigning an individual code to each person?
I think definitely yes on the first one. I'm not sure if those promo codes that they're going to be applying are unique. Might be an option. I haven't seen that yet. But either way, I feel like the ability to not have to go through the process of opt in to get this promo code. Now here's this promo code, whether it's an email or text or whatever, then clicking through and then having to apply it. That could definitely be a faster way to go ahead and get that sale in the moment. I think the only downside of that is sometimes you actually want people to have to get the promo code in their email or text message so you can verify that that's in fact their email or phone number. So, you know, potentially pros and cons, but I do think if you're selling products directly online or digital products as well, this would absolutely be something that I would test.
Well, I was curious if they could be unique, because then you could run them evergreen on an ongoing campaign, right? Like, here's your code. It expires in 48 hours as opposed to having run brand-wide campaigns. So
that would be awesome.
Yeah. All right. And anything else with that's coming to Facebook ads?
I think that's about all of the recent.
You get through it? Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be plenty more rolling out. those are some of the top ones on the list this month.
And one of the things that you talked about was, you know, that obviously we have seen when Meta will customize your ads for different platforms, it is getting better. Part of that is AI, of course. And so if you have been curious about how AI really works, the technology is getting integrated in all of these different places and into our marketing. And if you're wondering how to navigate it and succeed in the evolving landscape, Christopher Penn is an AI expert with over a decade of experience. And he did a training for the Social Media Marketing Society, and you can get access to it right now. More importantly, how to adapt your current marketing strategies to win with AI. It's only available for people in the Social Media Marketing Society. You can sign up right now, get access to that and over 100 other training sessions. Just go to socialmediasociety.info and you can sign up right now, socialmediasociety.info. So Meta is adding something that when they do, YouTube is going to say, I told you so. But before we get to that, Meta Verified, a lot of marketers have it. Others have been on the fence. I don't know if it's worth it or not. I like that they're adding new features to it to make it more robust. So what are these updates that you're seeing right now around Meta Verified?
Yeah. So one of them is going to allow you to customize links, and those links can actually have images along with them. And you can set a primary link. So this is only going to be able to be available on Facebook. You know, the question is, how much of an impact will this have? hard to say. I do think that, you know, people like the visuals of having an image that goes along with the link. So I think that will be really cool. One of the other features is the ability to filter your comments based on those who are Meta verified. So this is probably going to be useful for some people and maybe not that much for others, but essentially their thinking process is if you're Meta verified, you are much more likely to be a real human being and not a bot. And you may want to see those comments at the top of your feed, or maybe those are the ones that you want to look at first so you can focus on engaging with those people. I also think, you know, maybe it'll just be a way for them to try and see if somebody with a blue check mark is commenting on their stuff and they can respond back to those quickly, whether they are Meta verified or through the paid service, or whether they previously had that blue check mark. But, you know, I do think it's good that they're rolling out new features. I think as someone who works with a lot of people that are using these platforms, the number one thing I've really wanted to see from that is better support. That was part of what they promised in the Meta verification process. And I have yet to see much of any impact from anyone I know who's used it be able to get more advanced support. And I guess the question is, you know, was this designed for just the regular user, or was it designed for somebody who's actually advertising? Obviously, because that's what I deal with. You know, everybody that I know that has it is wanting to be able to use it for better support related to their ad account, particularly they get locked out of something, or if an ad account gets shut down, or a business manager, or some sort of restriction that they didn't really need to have, and they're trying to get some help on it, it's still not been super effective. So I think features for the sake of features is, you know, I guess it's okay. But I feel like people would prefer fewer features and features that are really more impactful, something that would make more people want to spend the money to get that, not just for the vanity aspect of it, of just having the blue check, but really saying there's true value in doing this because I know it's going to save me time, you know?
Yeah.
Reach somebody in the support department directly and easily, maybe get on a phone call quickly with someone who can really help you with your issue. That's worth a lot more than $15 a month. So I think they would see a huge increase in people paying for the service if they maybe shifted their focus to things that had a bigger impact to the people who are using it.
And that's interesting to hear too, because I've heard both sides. Some people say, oh, the support's great. I got an ad account back that I lost 2 years ago. And then other people said, ah, it hasn't been that great. And it does seem like that would be the main thing they were trying to improve. And of course, for somebody like you who manages and spends a lot on ads overall, you had previous to Meta verified, you had access, you know, you're more likely to be able to talk to somebody than the average user. So,
well, I guess like with anything in customer support, it probably depends on the person that you get on the other end on that given day. So there could be some really great people who are working on it, but as a whole, you know, they don't make it easy to find those support options either. If you are Meta verified, you know, knowing exactly where you go for that type of support versus traditional support. So I'm glad at least some people feel like they're getting a great support value out of it, though.
Yeah, I recently taught an impromptu workshop on personal branding. And one of the things that I talked about is, you know, when a company, especially a big company, has a really strong personal brand, part of that is you get the same experience everywhere, right? Like if you interact with a large coffee chain with a green logo anywhere on Twitter or X or Instagram, or you're in the store, you get that same experience. And then there are other big companies, without naming names, where it's just like one person does this and one person says this. And it's just like, how is this, you know, this is brutal from the consumer standpoint. So
for sure.
Yeah, that would be the way they could probably make improvements really, really quickly. So, all right. One of the things that has always been true on Meta platforms compared to, say, YouTube is they've tried to get into this paying for better content from creators space, but it's always been lacking compared to what other platforms have done. But it sounds like they're leaning in to realize that, oh no, we should be paying more for good content. So what are some of these updates you're seeing around that with Facebook?
Yeah, so they are removing restrictions as to how much creators can actually earn with their performance bonuses. So I think this is going to absolutely lead to a bigger uptick in people who are actively trying to make really great content on the platform. If you know that even if you do an incredible job of drawing eyeballs and getting views and getting people to engage. But no matter how great that piece of content does, you're still capped out at the amount of money that you're going to be able to receive for that. You're just a lot less likely to put in that additional time and effort. So I think that that's going to be great for the people who it applies to. I don't know how many of the people who are particularly in the business space are focused on the, you know, the creator earnings, but I do know quite a few people who that's not their primary thing whatsoever, but they built a great audience and they want to be able to monetize it in whatever way that you can. And so all of their formats are also going to be available for monetization, which I think is really, really big because not everybody is a Reels creator. You know, not everybody communicates in the same format. And so the ability to get that with text-based posts or image-based posts, Reels, lives, everything, I think is going to be really, really awesome. And they're just trying to add additional performance bonuses to people who are doing really well at generating engagement. So some of these are invite only. So you'll obviously know if you are invited to apply, you should just get notifications inside of your account is what they're saying. So definitely check on that to see if you're somebody who does qualify, but they are actively trying to make it a higher priority, I think, to draw creators because a lot of the creators tend to lean more towards Instagram, Reels, TikTok, and YouTube for some of those additional monetization purposes.
Well, and I love what you said, because it's like for most marketers and most brands, this is not going to be that. But there are brands that create content to get leads and all of the other business goals and now have an opportunity to potentially make hundreds or thousands of dollars in addition doing what they were already doing. Or, you know, things like that. So, and then when it comes to Threads, it's obviously a Meta property. It is deeply tied to Instagram. If you create an Instagram or you, you know, sign in with your Instagram account, but now they're testing something between Facebook and Threads. So tell us about this update.
Yeah. So they are testing the ability for you to cross post between Facebook and Threads. When they first came out with Threads, they were auto posting at least either with everybody or with a lot of people from Threads to Instagram, I believe, maybe Instagram and Facebook. And that was automatic. Like you didn't have a say in that. And there was a lot of backlash pretty quickly. I wouldn't have necessarily thought it was a huge deal, but ultimately people want to know what they're sharing on these different platforms. And people do communicate differently on some of these platforms. So, you know, really reference the fact that people on Twitter/X and Threads, maybe they have more of like an anonymous persona where it's not their personal name or their business name, or maybe they're sharing things on those platforms that are not necessarily the same things that they would share with their audience on Instagram or on Facebook. So now that, well, right after that, it was pretty quickly removed. But now you do have the opportunity to cross post with Threads. And that is something that you can turn off. It is off by default as of now, at least with the people who have been testing it. But you can turn it on if you want to be able to do that. And then you just have fewer places that you need to go to publish content. So I personally really like cross posting in certain formats. I do it on a couple of different platforms. The only thing that I think is a negative, I will say for sure, on some of the cross-posting stuff, which I'd like to see changes to in the future, is if you cross-post from one platform to another, but then you want to run that post as an ad, if it was the platform that was cross-posted to, not the original platform, a lot of times you can't run it as an ad. And that can be really unfortunate because that piece of content could have performed very well. And then if you want to do it, you've got to start from scratch in Ads Manager, or you've got to repost that again. So I think that would be, you know, a great, great thing to see. But as a whole, you know, if you're using Threads, then just one less place that you have to post that content if it's something that you want to share with the audience on Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, any shortcut we can get as marketers. Again, like you said, assuming that it's the same brand and the same voice in both places and things like that. So I do hope, since it's optional, especially, I do hope we'll see that roll out wide to everybody at some point. But of course, if it's anything like Facebook's, you know, new pages experience rollout, that could be 3 years from now.
So. I know, who knows?
Not holding my breath for that. So, all right, quick reminder, go to socialmediasociety.info to become a member and access that AI training we talked about with Christopher Penn right now. Socialmediasociety.info. And Allie, where is the best place for people to discover more about you?
They can go to AllieBloyd.com or check out my podcast, Marketing Inc., my YouTube channel. It's under Allie Bloyd. Would love to further educate and help you with your advertising needs.
Awesome. And a couple of other podcasts to add to your listening lineup as well. The Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Marketing Agency Show. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.